Worshipful brethren, brethren all, welcome to Freemasonry in 7 minutes or less.
We're now over halfway through the introduction to the course, and I would like you to think of the last five exercises not as independent exercises, but rather things that can be done together in unison, so to speak. So, for example, at the beginning, we talked about breathing for raising energy, but at the same time, it helps you to ground and center yourself. When you start on spiritual exercises, it's always important to make sure that you are in the here and now, and that you are focusing entirely on what you're trying to do. Not thinking about an appointment later in the day or some commitment that you may have. So grounding and centering are very important, and we will review these later. Secondly, I'd like to emphasize that spirituality is not something restricted to a special place, for example, a church. It's around us all the time, but we don't notice it. It is said that the spiritual world and the physical world are actually in the same space. But because the spiritual world is at a higher dimension and vibrates much higher than we do, so we're not able to see the spiritual world. It's rather like the light spectrum. We only see a very small band of it. But outside the band is ultraviolet and infrared, and beyond that are vibrations even higher. That's where the spiritual world lives. There are people who can access this information through training, and some are naturally gifted, and we refer to them as mediums or psychics. In my years of studying spirituality, I have usually been on the journey by myself. But I think the journey works better, and you get better outcomes when you work with a few friends in a cabin situation. As an individual, try to set up a small study group with a couple of friends, the cabin, that researches spiritual text, whether they're religious scriptures, philosophical writings, or Masonic literature. Encourage members to share their insights and reflections. The spiritual world is all around us. You only have to reach out to it, and how you do that will be explained in future talks.
Excellent. Excellent. This is a vital part, because without anybody contributing, you're only going to get a very small slice of the spectrum of spirituality. And like we said in the previous podcasts, it's one of those things that increases in value when it's shared.
Yes.
One of the rare things that increases in value when it's shared.
I think in the Bible it says when three or more are gathered in one place, Christ would be with them.
Interesting. I wasn't aware
of that.
So
if you're by yourself, it's more difficult.
Yeah. Excellent. Yes. Well, I'll have to find that quote. On that if you have any questions, please email us on the link below. We now part on the square, and we'll meet soon. Thank you and goodbye.
Goodbye.